What's going on, guys?
We will be able to answer some questions we all have with you.
What you got, Jim?
Okay, this is David Ortiz. David, what's your relationship to that trainer?
What trainer?
A-Rod's trainer.
Oh, Angel?
Angel, yeah.
How can I tell you? We have this facility 5 minutes away from my house, and he's one of the guys that train there, everybody, and pretty much everybody, that's where he goes, because it's like in the center of the city, right in the middle where everybody lives. It's like an Olympic place where everybody go and do his workout, hitting, running, and all this stuff.
You surprised to hear some of the stuff that's been kind of going on with his name?
Yeah, but you know, that's things that are in another level, I would say, you know. You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta know, you know, what can cause you a problem, and you gotta stay away from it.
Are you still going to see him? Are you going to stay away from him because he's banned from the various clubhouses?
What do you say, Johnny?
Are you still going to see him?
I only see him when I'm down there.
Okay.
Yeah. Working out like everyone else.
He's saying is, since he's banned from major league clubhouses, you don't have any problem going.
He never comes to clubhouses.
Well, he can't. He's banned.
Yeah, I know. What's the big deal, you know?
No, the question would be, since he's banned from major league clubhouses, you don't have a problem going to his facility in the Dominican, is what you're saying, correct?
Well, that's what we work out with. It's not his, you know. He know how to train people. You know, and teach exercise, how to do exercise and things like that. But like I say, you know, you are the owner of your own decision, you know. And like I say, you know, it's sad that he's involved in things like this, but you got to be careful, you know.
David, do you feel that all you players have to be very careful about who you associate with, who you hang
around
with? Yeah, even more so now.
Especially in these days, yeah. You know, that everything, all the stuff going on.
Are there people now that you don't associate with anymore because you feel they might be questionable or?
I don't know. I don't care what people say. You know, it just is the way you show yourself out there. You know, that's what I think it is. And but definitely, you got to be careful with anybody that is involved in any kind of stuff, like whatever is going on right now.
Are you players kind of tired of answering all these questions day in, day out? Are you players kind of tired of answering all these questions, and do you wish it would go away soon?
Of course. Of course.
David, you said twice that you do have to be careful with people you associate with, but yet there's nobody on your personal list that you don't want to associate because of that?
I don't have that problem. You know, I pretty much always with my family, so. I'm not the kind of person that create a relationship with strangers.
David, it's sad that the Dominican Republic gets kind of a bad rap with the steroids and everything else and the people there, because steroids are kind of legal. And
I can comment about that. I don't know too much about that.
David, you said that he was in the facility. Did you ever work out with him? Did you ever train with him?
Of course, yeah. I know him for a long time, and all I know from him is he teaches how to, you know, keep our body ready, working out, you know, teach you how to do the right exercise and things like that. He just not teach baseball player, you know. He got a guy that run a marathon, volleyball player, basketball player, everybody. And he's been doing that for years. You know, all I know is that we all work with him as a group of guys that want to be ready in spring training, and that's about it.
So he never pushed you towards, like, using steroids or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Are you worried that people are going to associate you with steroids because of an association with
him? I'm not worried about that. You know, I say what I have to say, and that's about it.
How are you
going to be in the field today, David? David, are you going to be in the field today?
Yeah.
Thanks, David. How's the shoulder?
This is better.
Yeah. Can I hit today?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, David. Yeah, miss me lunch.
Yeah.